Welcome to the BSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. We've been hearing a lot about the possibility of robo-taxis, be they ground-based or vertical takeoff and landing, and one would assume these autonomous robo-taxis would help alleviate urban traffic and congestion, but do they really? Imagery, an autonomous driving software company, has a different solution, and on the line to discuss that is the company's CEO, Eran Ophir. So, Eran, thanks for joining us, and can you give us the executive overview of Imagery?
Hi, Jason. Thank you for having me. Pleasure. So Imagery is an autonomous driving software provider. We have been driving autonomously on public roads since 2019 with vehicles in the US, Germany, Japan, and Israel. Since 2023, we also have autonomous buses that we equipped and we operate in different places. Basically, the company is a software company developing AI-based software solution for autonomous driving. We do three different, it's called software modules that are perception, motion planning, and control. And together, they are kind of a complete software suite for autonomous driving. We sell to OEMs and T1s on one hand for passenger vehicles and to public transportation operators on the other end. So we serve two different sectors of the autonomous driving domain.
Okay, so let's take a step back for a second. I mentioned in the intro all the chatter about robo-taxis. So with their autonomous capabilities and, you know, even their ability to take flight, why won't they solve the congestion issue?
So robotaxis drive by definition, you know, 1 to 2 passengers. And while doing it, they don't basically solve two fundamental problems in urban environment, in cities. First of all, they don't take out enough or at all, maybe, vehicles off the road. Maybe they add vehicles. So that's one thing. The other thing that they don't solve, which is the important one, is the shortage, the dire shortage of drivers, of bus drivers. There is a global shortage of 16 to 20%, growing by 1% per annum, of bus drivers. It's the young generation that is not going to drive commercial vehicles, buses, no trucks. And add to it the urbanization and the aging in cities all around the world, and you see that there is a lot of pressure on public transportation operators to provide more service in cities, which they cannot meet because they don't have the drivers. So this is something that only autonomous buses can solve, and robotaxis cannot. So and on top of it, we need to remember that, you know, every such bus is carrying 35 to 50 passengers. So in terms of transitioning cities to become greener, which is in Europe in many places kind of mandatory, and they have KPIs that they are measuring themselves every year against it, this is not something that robotaxis are helping with.
All right, and I understand Imagery is pushing autonomous public transit as a solution. You've mentioned as much. So right off the bat, what advantages would that have over robo-taxis, and how would that help reduce congestion? You know, is it a matter of numbers that buses can hold more than taxis, or is there more to it?
So the first advantage of autonomous buses is obviously the capacity. They can carry many more passengers than robotaxis, right? Than each robotaxi. That's one thing. The other thing is they take out many vehicles off the road. And in some cities in Europe and in Japan, where we walk, there are even areas within city centers where passenger vehicles are not allowed to even to enter at, you know, certain hours of the day. And buses can. So that's a second thing. A third big incentive for the operators, for the public transportation, is the financials of it, because robot taxis to date are not a profitable solution, and they won't be anytime soon. The return on investment on a robot taxi, if you take, for example, a robot taxi of Waymo that costs $150,000, is 3 years, and it's not going to improve anytime soon because that's just the cost of the system. Whereas with autonomous buses, the public transportation operators are making good money out of it, because every autonomous bus is saving them between $70,000 to $100,000 per annum on, in terms of operational expenses, in terms of OPEX that they save. And on top of it, they make something like 20% on their top line, because they can operate more buses during peak hours in the morning and in the afternoon. And public transportation operators are being paid by the government by mileage that they drive. So they make more money while saving on the OPEX. So this is a very sweet deal for public transportation operators that are switching, that are transitioning gradually to autonomous buses. And the last thing that I will mention is obviously the congestion in cities that autonomous buses help to reduce. Well, robotaxis add to it, right?
Right, and one of the ongoing problems with autonomous vehicles in general is their difficulty in predicting the behavior of human drivers who share the road, and that's led to a number of accidents already, mainly the fault of the human drivers. But how would autonomous public transit account for that?
So when you look at the number of accidents with buses, it's pretty high. Everywhere in the world, and also in the U.S., and the casualties, the fatalities, and so on. And with autonomous bus, right, there is no driver that is maybe tired or hungry or distracted or, talking with his phone or something like that. All of that doesn't exist. On top of it, autonomous bus, by definition, is a more secure and safe public autonomous driving tool than any other autonomous driving device, because autonomous buses are driving in a geofenced area, right, on a fixed route, and because they drive in cities, they can drive up to 50 kilometers per hour. And on top of it, I think that the most important thing is that autonomous buses need to meet very strict regulation that doesn't necessarily exist with robotaxis. I'll give just one example. With robotaxis, you can remotely drive a robotaxi from a control center. And this is something that was done by Cruise and is being done by Waymo. And Elon Musk already said that in the first year of operation, his robotaxis will sometimes be controlled remotely. Whereas with buses, it is not allowed to, remember the movie Speed, right, with a bus full of passengers. No one wants to see a bus full of passengers being remotely driven. And this is why the cyber framework that is in existence, and it's mandatory, for example, in Europe, doesn't allow autonomous buses on public roads to be remotely controlled. So this is a safer environment than any other autonomous driving vehicle.
Okay, now I read that Imagery has been operating autonomous vehicles using their AI-based HD mapless driving system on public roads since 2019. So what are some of the most important lessons the company has learned in that time?
Right. So indeed, the unique capabilities of Imagery is that we drive mapless like Tesla. We don't need HD maps to be provided to the autonomous driving vehicle. The vehicle is completely self-sustained. It has anything that is needed for driving. It's like us, right? It's driving like humans. Tesla is using the same method, by the way. And you know, maps are expensive, and you know they need continuous updates, and they need the high bandwidth communication that is not always applicable, and they are prone to cyber vulnerability in terms of you know, keeping an open port for them and stuff like that. And we also drive using vision only, again, like Tesla. We don't use LiDARs, no radars, and stuff like that. So some of from our experience, you know, driving since 2019 in different continents, right? It's not even the same side of the road. In Japan, you know, we drive on the other side of the road. We saw that, well, first of all, it's we understand well how much computing, for example, is needed, because we have learned that for level three, what we call hands-free, autonomous passenger vehicles, you need a certain amount of computing, right? That is, you know, you can get it today within in Tesla vehicles, but for buses, for example, that are supposed to get to level four, meaning becoming driverless, you need much more than double, because it's a driverless and there is no driver in place that, you know, will take control in case of a need. So it needs to be a much more reliable and robust system. So that's one thing. And another thing, as I mentioned before, autonomous bus, although it sounds almost counterintuitive, is a safer and simpler autonomous driving vehicle than a passenger vehicle. Because, again, autonomous bus is driving in a geofenced route, right? In a geofenced area, the same route every day. So in terms of AI, it learns that route quickly. Let's say within 2 weeks, it masters that route. And the bus is limited, you know, in speed, unlike passenger vehicles that can go all the way, you know, to 60, 70 miles per hour. So that's a, you know, that's a big difference as well. And when you operate without maps, meaning when you create in real time, like humans, the perception around you, 360 degrees, 300 meters, and so on, you collect enough data that is sufficient to train your AI system, your neural networks, in order for them to be capable to drive everywhere, which is, in my perspective, the core essence of autonomous driving vehicle.
Okay. Thanks, Aaron. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.